Tefillah for Life, Shir number 12, Thursday, Parshas Re'eh. When we open the Siddur, the first connection that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day is when we get up in the morning and we say Moedah Ani. So we don't necessarily have a Siddur in front of us, but that is really the beginning of the Siddur. When a person opens his eyes and he says Moedah Ani Lefanecha. So let's just analyze that. When a person gets up in the morning, the first thing he should feel is thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this gives us an understanding of what the purpose of tefillah and what the purpose of the Siddur is in a general sense. Because the Chovas HaVavah says that the Iker Avodas Hashem, the main way that we approach Avodas Hashem is through Hakaras HaTov. When we understand the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, then we are able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Which is the reason why the Yetzirah's main tool, how he gets a person to get further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by focusing on the negative parts of this world. And therefore a person gets down and he doesn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really constantly giving goodness to this world. And then his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets ruined, so to speak. So the introduction to a day full of Avodas Hashem is Moedah Ani Lefanecha. I understand I have Hakaras HaTov in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't just have Hakaras HaTov for what you've given me. That would be a smaller Hakaras HaTov. My Hakaras HaTov is for who I am. Because what you say in Moedah Ani Lefanecha, you say, She'echezarta b'nishmasi. You are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave you back your neshama. Which essentially means you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for recreating you today. There is no greater thanks than that. So the opening statement in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day is an acknowledgement that we owe our very existence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we would just think about that for the first second when we get up, that we don't just get up, we don't just take it for granted. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He actually put our neshama back in. It doesn't go automatically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Then we feel that Hakaras HaTov, and that leads up to the rest of Avodas Hashem that we do throughout davening and throughout the day. So the introduction to Avodas Hashem tells you a little bit about what the objective of the Avodas Hashem is. Our focus is on the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And that's how we begin with Moedah Ani Lefanecha. And the truth is it goes much further than that. Because if we understand that our existence is because of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we don't just owe Hashem to do mitzvahs and to do ma'isim tovim. We owe Hashem much more than that. We owe Hashem our very existence. We are servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A servant belongs to his master because his master bought him and he belongs to him. We belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates us every single day. So when we say Moedah Ani, besides feeling thanks, we are putting things in perspective. And we are saying that although we have a lot of things to do today, but we are reminding ourselves that our Avodas Hashem comes from the fact that we realize that we owe our very existence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not doing Him a favor when we daven and when we do mitzvahs. We are simply doing what we are obligated to do. Because if He created us, then we belong to Him. And our actions should mirror that. And when we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, we demonstrate that we feel that we are servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are fulfilling the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back our neshama today.